Heather Markell coming to you with another Inspired to Action episode in the Inspired Nomads series. I am currently on the island of Culatra, I'm not sure that I am pronouncing that right, but I think Culatra in Portugal, down in the Algarve, and it's a beautiful sunny day, and I wanted to talk to you about today's Inspired point, which is about working for fulfillment instead of for money and retirement. So, as you've heard in some of the interviews, we're all conditioned to believe that fulfillment actually is being able to retire at what probably now might be the right old age of 70 or 75, since we're all living longer, and at that point having enough money in your 401k, your retirement plan, etc. The problem is that when you work until you're 70 to 75 doing something that you don't enjoy, unfortunately, it's more than likely that by the time you reach that age, you will possibly have health challenges, you will be so adjusted to being unhappy that you may not know how to enjoy yourself. So the idea of working for fulfillment is something that completely changes the game, and you can do it at any point in your life. I'm really trying to reach those of you that are mid-career, so maybe you're in your 40s, your 50s, you've got another 10 to 20 years to go in your career, and maybe you can make it, but maybe you've begun to wonder, what would your life be like if you actually were more fulfilled? And I think when we're in corporate and we're earning all of this money, we are also spending all of this money. You know, all these bills pile up. So now you are not happy in your work, and you've created all these bills that you need the work to pay. Which, well, does that make sense? So when you work for fulfillment, you realize that you don't need everything that you thought you did. So in my case, and those of us that you've heard from who are traveling, we gave up our homes, we sold stuff, we put stuff in storage, and here we are traveling. And the life that I live now is radically less expensive. But the thing is, when you're fulfilled, you actually are working to meet your needs. And so you realize that you actually need to earn less. I want to mention also that when you are working for fulfillment, it generally means that you're going to be more fulfilled in your entire life. And the thing that I've noticed for myself, that I know some of my interviewees have shared, is that a series of things begins to happen. First off, so I've been sick a lot less since I've been following my heart and doing what I love. I am attracting wonderful people. So because I'm more fulfilled in myself and more aligned with who I am and accepting of that, I have been so fortunate to meet just wonderful people that are walking a great path, that are generous, compassionate, awesome, happy people. It's been just such a pleasure to be attracting all of these great people because of me being in a really great space in myself. And I think that's what the world needs us all to do and be, right? To step up and be in alignment with the best version of ourselves so that we can share it with other people and encourage them to do the same. And think about how awesome the planet would be if we were all just completely fulfilled. I want to leave you with two actions as food for thought on this topic. So the first one is, consider what's more important to you, abundance or fulfillment? So if you want to focus on a life that's driven by abundance and money, then probably whatever you're doing right now is, you're probably on the right track. So keep working, keep plugging away, whatever it is that you're doing. However, if you're interested in a life driven by fulfillment, and
that's not how you feel right now and you're not fulfilled in your life, then you probably need to make some changes. So if this is you, then your second action is to consider, what are some of the abundant habits that you have now that you might be able to shift? What are some things you can do in the next week, in the next month, in the next year? So I'm not saying at all that you can't have a fulfilled life and also abundance. But what I am saying is that in the short term, while you're shifting, so it might be that you have to quit your job or you want to quit your job. It might be that you want to change into full-time travel or you want to pursue that passion. In the short term, you probably do need to spend a little bit less than you're spending now. So maybe a good starting point is look at your expenses. If you don't know what they are, get out a piece of paper and a pen and write down things like, how much do you spend in a given month on your rent, on your groceries, going out, and so forth. And real simple, just figure out. For example, if you eat out 4 times a week, maybe you could start eating out 2x a week. If you spend $100 a week grocery shopping, maybe you can drop it down to 75. So set some small ways for you to shift how you're spending your money so that you can create more savings for you to have that life of fulfillment. And also, when you start living that life of fulfillment, you'll be able to create abundance from fulfillment, which will be a totally new experience. So that concludes today's episode of Inspired Into Action, part of the Inspired Nomad series. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any comments, as always, please reach out to me at heather@heathermarkell.com. And if you would like to be a future guest on my show, please fill out a questionnaire at www.interviewquestionnaire.com. And if you have any other topics that you'd love to see me cover, of course, contact me as well. And until the next episode, thank you so much for watching. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.